USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump reacts to the acting director of National Intelligence, Joseph McGuire, testifying before a Democratic-led House Intelligence Committee on Thursday.
It's a disgrace to our country. It's another witch hunt. Here we go again. It's Adam Schiff and his crew making up stories and sitting there like pious, whatever you want to call them. It's just really a disgrace.
The president continues.
Adam Schiff doesn't talk about Joe Biden and his son walking away with millions of dollars from Ukraine and then millions of dollars from China.
During her weekly press conference, Democratic Speaker of the House from California, Nancy Pelosi, says the possible impeachment of President Trump is about the facts.
For 7 years, longer than anybody in Congress, on the Ethics Committee. And on the Ethics Committee, we were trained. It's about the facts and the law.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Is it possible that an ancient mystery lies behind today's news? The events of the world, world leaders, even Donald Trump, and the events of your life. Could this mystery even reveal the future events that are yet to come? Jonathan Cahn, the New York Times bestselling author of The Harbinger, The Paradigm, and The Book of Mysteries, now brings The Oracle. Prepare to be blown away. The Oracle by Jonathan Cahn. Available on Amazon and wherever fine books are sold.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
A new Quinnipiac poll shows that 57% of Americans do not think President Trump should be impeached. The poll does show a clear partisan divide, as 4% of Republicans and 73% of Democrats do support impeachment. Republican Congressman from Arizona, Debbie Lesko, says this partisanship has to stop.
This is so partisan. I serve on the Judiciary Committee, too, and every single day we have multiple hearings per week.
People in Indonesia are cleaning up after a strong earthquake hits on Thursday. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
At least 20 people are dead and nearly 100 others injured, and those numbers may rise after an earthquake rocked Indonesia hours ago. The 6.5 magnitude quake struck at about 6:45 local time, causing damage to a number of homes and buildings, and the quake coming just 2 days ahead of the one-year mark since a 7.5 magnitude quake killed over 4,000 people there.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Going a little bit more in depth on one of our top stories, Acting Director of National Intelligence Joseph McGuire wrapped up his testimony before a House Intelligence Committee on Thursday. House Minority Leader, Republican from California, Kevin McCarthy, reacts to what he heard during that hearing.
What we witnessed today was the perfect example of this Democrat majority and how reckless they have handled this significant responsibility. In fact, I want to use Chairman Schiff's own words to describe this Democrat majority, a parody. If you watch Chairman Schiff this morning, to use a fake dialogue at the top of the hearing between President Trump and the President of Ukraine, just shows how unserious they are about getting the facts. For them, it's not about the narrative, nor is it about the truth.
The FDA is still trying to determine why people are getting sick from vaping. USA Radio Network's Wendy King has an update.
The Food and Drug Administration is expected to stop the sales of all flavored e-cigarettes and vaping products in the coming weeks. Acting Commissioner Dr. Ned Sharpless says the FDA will require a pre-market authorization before flavors could be sold once again.
This policy would not mean that flavored e-cigarettes could never be marketed. If a company can show through an application to FDA that a specific product meets the standards set forth by Congress, then the FDA would authorize that ENDS product for sale.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.